Okay, the audio is working. Let me put the video up. Just make sure that we always have to lower that. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay. Let's blow the trumpet. Shabbat Shalom, the One and Messiah congregation. That was pretty good. That was loud, too. Yes. We're just a little piece of the Israel of God around the world, and I thank God we could be here today in this crazy world of computers and hacking, and got to be real careful out there. It's terrible. Plus, they could try to steal all your personal information and all your everything. Yeah, it's horrible. Anyway, happy new moon, by the way, Rosh Chodesh, there it is right there, Chodesh. There's our address, there's our phone number, there's our website for people out there in the cyberspace that want to contact us. Let's pray and ask God to bless and anoint this Shabbat. Heavenly Father, Lord and God, wash us in your blood of any sin, any blemish, any spot. As we come before your holy throne, Lord and God, today on your Sabbath, on your new moon, your Rosh Chodesh, the sixth month of God, Elul, bless and anoint everyone here. Protect us, Lord and God, physically and spiritually. Put a wall of fire around about all of our information and us and our hearts and spiritual things that we need to be protected by. Satan is always trying to attack us. Heavenly Father, I pray you'll bind every devil away from us, caution us from any evil. Pray you'll heal every one of us of any sickness or any diseases or anything that's wrong with us. Pray you'll touch us today in Yeshua's name. Make us stronger and make us more defiant against Satan and all his works. I just thank God for the wall of fire and for the full armor of God against all the wiles of the devil. And may God bless you today, be with you, and may God protect you and bless this new month. And we anticipate blessings from God, this new month of God. I thank God for another month to serve you and to keep your commandments and be a testimony and a light to this world. In Yeshua's name, amen. Amen. Shabbat Shalom. Well, it's September 3rd now. A new month has also entered the world. And September is a weird thing because it means seven in Latin. But nowadays it's the ninth month, which is really ridiculous. And there's a little information about Julius. He made it 30 days long when Numa had it 29 days long. And it's 30 days, had September, still, even a little rhyme. So, I guess Julius is still winning. Anyway, besides that, we are in a position where we could acknowledge God's calendar. We're in the sixth month of God called Elul, first day. This is the daytime hours. And there's the two verses that sort of prove it to us right there, Nehemiah 6:15. It actually names the month Elul right there, and that's chapter 6. So when we go to chapter 7, and it says when the seventh month came, so we're assuming, obviously, it had to be the sixth month before that, right? And so that sort of makes sense to us. It's Elul right there. My ministry is a teaching ministry. I like to bring up topics and subjects that maybe you're not familiar with, maybe these subjects are new to your ears and heart, but may God help us all and make us all do our due diligence to verify, make sure they're accurate. I just thank God that we have to be aware of so many things nowadays, and you have to be walk really circumspectly in everything you do, physically and I don't know, spiritually. You have to be mindful of everybody that's around you, who's next to you, who do you park next to, where do you go. I try to do so many different precautions, and I don't know, this is not the Sabbath, but I even have something called a tactical pen, which you might need to get one day, which I'll explain to you. But anyway, we'll talk about that after the Sabbath, which is really important because, you know, anyway, for your convenience, all these studies are on my website. You could read them, you could listen to them, and you could watch them. We're going to try to fix the computer situation a little bit later because it keeps getting knocked off. So we'll try to fix that. So you can read them, watch them, and hear them. You know, that's my intention. Let's see here. You could even download them to your MP3 players. We're on PowTalk right now streaming, I hope, because I put the IP in there. So that should be working. Let's see here. There is the IP. There's a schedule me link if you need me to come and visit you and go over the Hebrew roots from the Bible if you'd like. We read from the Law and the Prophets every Shabbat, like they did in the book of Acts, and like Yeshua himself even phrased it, the Law of Moses, the Prophets, and the Psalms. Yes, amen. And there's the word, the acronym for Tanakh. It's the law, the teachings, that's the Torah. The Nevi'im, which is the prophets, and the Kutuvim, which is the writings. Of course, at this point in time, you know, in the Bible, there was no gospels and letters because, you know, they were written later on in their lifetime. So here it is, the sixth month of God, Elul. And I wanted to go over just a couple of verses in the Bible where it says that. So we already got the couple of verses where I verified it right there. And also in 1 Chronicles 27, there's a captain of the sixth month, and you could read all that yourself because that's a different, positions all the people were in at that time. And these are captains of the sixth month. Then we have Ezekiel chapter 8, if you'd like to read along with me. I'm just going to read the chapter. And it came to pass in the sixth year, in the sixth month, in the fifth day of the month, as I sat in mine house, and the elders of Judah sat before me, and the hand of the Lord Jehovah fell there upon me. Then I beheld, and lo, a likeness as the appearance of fire, from the appearance of his loins, even, likeness as the appearance of fire, from the appearance of his loins even downward, fire, and from his loins even upward, as the appearance of brightness, as the color of amber. Excuse me? Yeah. And he put forth the form of a hand, and took me by a lock of my head. And the Spirit lifted me up between the earth and the heaven and brought me into the visions of God to Jerusalem, to the door of the inner gate that looketh toward the north, where was the seat of the image of jealousy, which provokes to jealousy. And behold, the glory of God, of the God of Israel, was there, according to the vision that I saw in the plain. Then said he unto me, Son of man, lift up thine eyes now the way toward the north. So I lifted up mine eyes the way toward the north, and behold, northward at the gate of the altar, this image of jealousy in the entry. An image of jealousy in the entry. Isn't that interesting? And he said for as much unto me, Son of man, seest thou what they do? Even the great abominations that the house of Israel commits there? That I should go far off from my sanctuary? But turn thee yet again, and thou shalt see greater abominations. This almost sounds like what we read last night, doesn't it? Children of Israel, a very froward generation, children of whom is no faith. And he brought me into the door of the court, and when I looked, behold, a hole in the wall. There was a hole in the wall. No, it's not hole in wall. This is actually a hole in the wall. Then said he unto me, Son of man, dig now in the wall. And when I digged in the wall, behold, a door. That's interesting. You got to try to visualize all this. There's a wall and a hole and there's a door in there. And he said unto me, Go in and behold the wicked abominations that they do here. So I went in and saw, and behold, every form of creeping things. And abominable beasts, and all the idols of the house of Israel, portrayed upon the wall round about. Ugh. And it's almost like a gallery of abominations, you know. And there stood before them 70 men of the ancients of the house of Israel, and in the midst of them stood Jehazaniah, the son of Shaphan, with every man his censer in his hand, and a thick cloud of incense went up. Then said he unto me, Son of man, hast thou seen what the ancients of the house of Israel do in the dark? They think they're in the dark. Every man in the chambers of his imagery, in their minds. Men in the chambers of his imagery. So they say, Jehovah seeth us not, because he's in the dark. They forgot that scripture where the darkness and the light are the light to God. Jehovah had forsaken the earth. He said also unto me, Turn thee yet again, and thou shalt see greater abominations that they do. Then he brought me to the door of the gate of Jehovah's house, which was toward the north, and behold, there sat women weeping for Talmuz, pagan god, a pagan deity of idols. Then said he unto me, Hast thou seen this, O son of man? Turn thee yet again, and thou shalt see greater abominations than these. This will show you how wicked they are. It's like peeling an onion of wickedness, you know, one layer after one layer after another layer. And he brought me into the inner court of Jehovah's house, and behold, at the door of the temple of Jehovah, between the porch and the altar, were about about 25 men with their backs toward the temple of Jehovah and their faces toward the east, and they worshiped the sun toward the east. Can you imagine that? 25 devils in there, 25 weasels. They had their back toward the temple and they were worshiping the sun. Then said he unto me, Hast thou seen this, O son of man? It is a light thing to the house of Judah that they commit the abominations which they commit here. Is that a light thing? For they have filled the land with violence and have returned to provoke me to anger. And lo, they put the branch to their nose. That's really wickedness. That's more idols, you know, and incense. They're weasels. Therefore, will I also deal? I'll deal in fury. Now, this is God saying this, so this is really frightening. God is going to deal in fury. Mine eye shall not spare, neither will I have pity. And though they cry in my ears with a loud voice, yet will I not hear them. So that's all happening in the sixth month. That was the fifth day. Now here's Haggai. This is in the second year of Darius the king, in the sixth month, in the first day. This is happening today, except many, many centuries ago, you know, a long time ago. In the first day of the month came the word of Yehovah by Haggai the prophet unto Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Yeshua, the son of Yashzadek, the high priest, saying, Thus speaketh Yehovah of hosts, Sabaoth, saying that this people say, The time is not come, the time that Jehovah's house should be built. Then came the word of Yehovah by Haggai the prophet, saying, Is it time for you, O you, to dwell in your sealed houses, and this house lie waste? Now therefore, thus saith Yehovah of hosts, consider your ways. You have sown much and bring in little. You eat, but yet you have not enough. You drink, but you are not filled with drink. You clothe you, but there is none warm. And he that earneth wages to put it into a bag with holes. Thus saith Yehovah of hosts, consider your ways. Go up to the mountain and bring wood and build the house, and I will take pleasure in it and be glorified, saith Yehovah. In other words, God wanted a place for him too here. A sanctuary, yes. You looked for much, and lo, it came to little. And when you brought it home, I did blow upon it. Why, saith Jehovah of hosts? Because of mine house that is waste, and you run every man into his own house. You're just thinking about yourselves. And you forgot about me. No, I was thinking about this morning. I was asking God to forgive me for not praising him enough and thanking him enough and looking at his creation and being so, you know, it's so many things. We don't praise and thank the Lord enough during the day and consider God's works and everything. Therefore, the heaven over you is stayed from dew and the earth is stayed from her fruit. And I will call for a drought upon the land and upon the mountains and upon the corn and upon the wine. That corn is wheat, and, you know. and upon the oil, and upon that which the ground bringeth forth, and upon men, and upon cattle, and upon all the labor of the hands. Then Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and Joshua, the son of Josedek, the high priest, that's Cohen Gadol, with all his remnant of the people, obeyed the voice of Yehovah their God and the words of Haggai the prophet, Hanavi, as Yehovah their God had sent him. And the people did fear Yehovah. Amen. Then spake Haggai, Jehovah's messenger. He was Jehovah's messenger. Isn't that nice? In Jehovah's message unto the people, saying, I am with you, saith Yehovah. That's what you want to hear. And Yehovah stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, the governor of Judah, and the spirit of Yeshua, the son of Josedek, the high priest, and the spirit of the remnant of the people. And they came and did the work in the house of Jehovah, of hosts, their God. In the 24th day of the sixth month, this is the 24th day of the month, in the second year of Darius, the king. Isn't that amazing? So that all happened this month too. And I haven't even started with the study yet, which is not going to be long. But you see, a lot of exciting things took place. So people had to be reproved for only thinking about themselves and getting themselves together and forgetting about praising God for everything that he has done for you and even keeping you alive with every breath and anything. I was thinking this morning, gosh, I thank God for the trees. I was looking at them, and I was thinking about the grass and everything. I was thinking, you know, I just praise your name, Father, for everything that you have done. Today, I just wanted to do a short recap of the coming four holy days and feasts for 2016, which is a picture of the second and final coming of Messiah Yeshua, which we will discuss in future studies, okay? So that's what this is all about. Even though we're doing the physical, it does have a spiritual understanding. Here are the dates. Write them down. Remember, they all start the evening before, but I'm giving you the date, okay? Don't get mixed up, okay? Here's the dates. There they are. Write those down. Monday, October 3rd, 2016, Memorial Blowing the Trumpets. Wednesday, October 12th, 2016, a Day of Atonement. Monday, October 17th, 2016, to Monday, October 24th, 2016, the Feast of Tabernacles. And remember, a lot of these days are not on Saturday, and they're Sabbaths. So make sure you remember that also. And make sure you know they all start the evening before, okay? Remember, because God starts his days in the evening, right? So Leviticus 23:23 says, Jehovah spoke unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, in the seventh month, in the first day of the month, ye shall have a Sabbath, a memorial of blowing trumpets, a holy convocation. You shall do no civil work therein, but ye shall offer an offering made by fire unto Jehovah. We shall analyze these sentences above. In the sentence above, we see evidence that, first of all, there's a God that talks to man. And that man was Moses. And that God is called Yehovah in Hebrew. And Moses speaks to only a select group of people. He was told to only go talk to a select group of people called the children of Israel. And there's information there about a calendar and a seventh month with a number of days in the month, because we're talking about the first day. And we're talking about a Sabbath, a memorial of blowing. We're talking about a Sabbath, and there's information about a memorial. There's information about trumpets that are going to be blown. There's information about an offering, a holy convocation, and that no work is to be performed, which most of the world is spiritually blind to. So just think, that's the way I analyze those two little sentences. And that's the way you should do it too. You should, when you read, don't speed read. Try to think about everything that's taking place. I might even miss something in there. You know, so you need to double check that. Those two little sentences right there. See that? Don't just speed read that, you know, Jehovah speak unto Moses, blah, blah, speak unto the children of Israel. And stuff. Don't just read like that. Read nice and slow that there is a lot of things to look at. There's the word Yehovah, in case you've never seen it, with the cholam above the hay. So it's Yehovah, Okay? And there is a devar, which means a prime root. It means words that are being spoken. So there's anthropomorphism, and that means that the attribution of a human form or behavior to a deity. So that God does have body parts. He's speaking with his mouth. He's anthropomorphic, you know. A lot of people in Judaism don't believe that. They think he's just a puff of smoke or something. I don't know what they don't. It's ridiculous. So this information about this God called Yehovah, Yud Hey Vav Hey, and there's the vowels right there. And there's information about Chodesh being holy. I mean Chodesh, which it's the new moon, and it's also there's information of a month. It's the seventh month, right? And that also means new moon too, the Chodesh. And there's a Shabbaton, which obviously is a Sabbath, and it's a special holy day to God, you know, as apart from the other days of the week. And there's Shabbat right there, which you guys all know that because that's what we're doing today. And there's no work, right? It's a cessation of any kind of work or don't exert yourself in any manners, okay? And then, of course, we have the word teruah, which is the trumpets. But it's really, look what it, that word teruah has a lot of meanings to it. It's a acclamation of joy or a battle cry, especially clangor of trumpets as an alarm. It says blowing, it's trumpets, joy, jubilee, a loud noise, a rejoicing. It's to get your attention. It's you know, it's something that's going to take place. You know, it comes from the word ruah, which is same thing. It's like the splitting of the ears because the sound is so loud to wake you up. You know, it's like an alarm it makes a noise, you know, a sound of an alarm trumpet, you know, a triumph or, you know. So that's what these words come from, you know. So it's very interesting to look these words up in the Hebrew because it gives you such an in-depth, you know, it's not just blow the trumpets, but look at all this stuff and it means so much. And then we have Kodesh, which is, you know, you guys all know that holy, you know, that, and this is all dedicated to the God of Israel, being set apart to the God of Israel. You know, it's very important to be Kodesh. And then we have Chadash, which is the root, which is basically the same thing. You know, this is all to the God of Israel, you know, to be morally and spiritually clean and, you know, hollow and consecrate yourself to God, and it's very important being holy. And this is the holy convocation. It's a mikra, and this is supposed to be a public meeting. So a lot of people like to stay home and just, I don't know what they think, they don't understand that these are God's appointed times, the Moedim, and it's a public meeting, it's a rehearsal, you know, it's an assembly, it's a calling, a convocation, a reading, you know, you get together. That's what we always do. Some people, so that Mikra Kodesh is really important. And you're not supposed to do lo, which really just flat out means no. No, Malachet Avodah, right? And that's just very simple. That Avodah means no work, you know. And that's like domestically speaking, you know, in your office, and you know, in your house, or that's basically that. And then we have the Malacha, which is business, you know, industrious, you know. So there's no work anywhere, you know. So that's really important. It's no work. And then we have this memorial, you know, Zicharon or Zachar, which basically means to remember. And the way you remember, sometimes you got to speak about it so people remember. Just like the Sabbath. It says, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. A lot of people don't remember that, right? So these are all the words that I was looking at, and I was trying to look at those two sentences this morning. I was thinking, wow, there's so much information just in those two verses, you know, Leviticus 23 and 24, that most people don't even read in the pseudo-Christian world. They miss so much information there, and we take everything for granted here because we, you know, we heard of this, and we're familiar with it, and you feel comfortable with it, and when somebody walks in the door, they have no knowledge of none of this. It's really amazing. And Jehovah spoke unto Moses, saying, also on the tenth day of the seventh month, there shall be a day of atonement. It shall be a holy convocation unto you, and you shall afflict your souls. And that's anah. It's not zoom. It's not fast. It's anah means to afflict, to scrutinize, to examine, to really thoroughly make sure that you're clean before God, and you know, and you know that's important. And it's an offering. They did it by fire unto Yehovah. And you shall do no work in the selfsame day, for it's a day of atonement, to make an atonement for you before Yehovah your God. So basically, if you're not atoned before this time, make sure you're atoned every day, but especially this day, because if the trumpet's going to sound, that means those eastern skies are going to crack open in someone's lifetime, and the Messiah is going to return for the final entry into this wicked world and burn this place to a crisp. Whatsoever soul be that shall not be afflicted in that same day. In other words, if you don't make sure you're really pure before God and holy and make sure you're repented and, you know, make sure you're right, you're lost. You'll be cut off from among his people. That's very, cut off means severed, you know, no, of no use, no value. It says, and whatsoever soul it be that doth not in that same day, that soul does any work in that same day, that soul will I destroy from among his people. Wow. You should do no manner of work. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations in all your dwellings. So you have to make sure your dwelling, wherever you dwell, that this can all take place. You know, it's a day of atonement. It's a scary day, you know, because it's a day that it's, you can't, after that day, think in someone's lifetime, when the Lord returns, you can't go, you're sorry anymore. It's over. He's returned. And it shall be unto you a Sabbath of rest, a Shabbat Shabbaton. You shall afflict your souls in the ninth day of the month at even. See there, God starts his, he starts every holy day in the evening. From even unto even, you shall celebrate your Sabbath. Okay? And that's the way every Sabbath starts. Whether it's the Day of Atonement or any other day, any Sabbath. So we analyze these sentences. Jehovah's speaking again. It was the 10th day of the 7th month. It's a Day of Atonement. It's a holy convocation. There's information about an offering. There's no work. It's about afflicting your soul. It's a statute forever. And this is in all your dwellings. It starts the evening before on the 9th. It's a Sabbath of rest. From even unto even, you should celebrate your Sabbath. So I just, you know, basically paraphrased and picked out all the, I like dissecting all these verses and picking out things that really should stand out to you, because that's important. Then we have, and Jehovah speaks again, Jehovah speaks again unto Moses. He always speaks to that one person, and then Moses has to go speak unto the children of Israel, the select group of people. Notice he didn't go speak to the Hittites and the Amorites and the Girgashites, and he spoke only to his people. The 15th day of the 7th month, so now we have more days that are, we know that this month of God has sometimes 29 days and sometimes 30, right? But this is the 15th day of the 7 months. It's the Feast of Tabernacles, and it's for 7 days unto Yehovah. It's not just one day. It's a feast for 7 days, okay? Yes. And on the first day, it's a holy convocation. That's what happens when we talk with our hands. First day is a holy convocation. You're going to do no civil work, no melechet avodah, right? No work at all, no domestically or no you know, business work or any kind of anything. I don't know why you'd want to. 7 days, it says 7 days you shall offer an offering made by fire unto Yehovah. So they gave an offering every day. That's interesting. On the eighth day, there's a holy convocation unto you, and you shall offer an offering made by fire unto Jehovah. So, sounds like there's offerings every day for 8 days. That's interesting. Huh? That's a lot of stuff there. A lot of lamb and a lot of rams and whatever they did. And it's a solemn assembly. A tzedet. It's a solemn assembly, and you shall do no work, no civil work therein. I mean, he says it so often, that why would you want to on a feast? I mean, just think, even on the pagan feast, when you did your pagan feast, you know, your pagan Christmas, you guys didn't go to work, right? You went to Christmas parties and Halloween parties and all this garbage. Right? You never worked. You never thought about working.
Well, you might have cleaned up the house afterward.
Right. But you didn't go to work or nothing. And these are the feasts of Yehovah. There's some information right there. So Yehovah has feasts. And you just don't do them when you feel like, but you shall proclaim. You're supposed to proclaim them too. You're supposed to let people know about them. There's more information. You have to publish it, make it known. And they're holy convocations to offer an offering made by fire unto Yehovah, a burnt offering and a meat offering, a sacrifice and drink offerings, everything upon his day. And you're supposed to do all this besides every Sabbath of Yehovah, and besides your gifts, and besides all your vows, and besides all your free will offerings, which you give unto Yehovah. So you might say, well, wow, what did I give God this year? And what did I do for God this year? And there's some things right there you might have to consider. So if you analyze these sentences, Yehovah speaks again. It's the 15th day of the seventh month. Specific time, specific day, specific month. And you have to know God's calendar. And what's the name of the seventh month?
Ha'etanim.
It's not Tishrei. Oh, boy. I mean, most Messianics got that wrong, right?
They're a mess.
They are a mess. And of course, Judaism started the whole confusion. And there's two holy convocations on the first day and on the eighth day. And they're both Sabbaths. Wow. It's a solemn assembly, no work, and it's a Sabbath. Also, on the 15th day of the seventh month, when you have gathered the fruit of the land, and you shall keep a feast unto Jehovah 7 days. He's going to tell you again some more information about this feast. The first day is a Sabbath, and on the eighth day shall be a Sabbath. He's making sure you know that, okay? And he's making sure on the first day, even though it's a Sabbath, you're going to go get boughs of good trees, branches of palm trees, and the boughs of thick trees, and the willows of the brook, and you shall what? Rejoice before Jehovah your God. How many days?
7 days.
Wow. It's supposed to be a joyful time. Because if we're thinking about in the spiritual sense, if it was the time we're going to tabernacle with the Lord throughout eternity, it would be rejoiceful, rejoicing. And you shall keep it a feast unto Yehovah 7 days in the year. So he says it again, if you didn't get that, it's a feast for 7 days in the year. It shall be a statute forever in your generations. You shall celebrate it in the seventh month. It's not New Year, and it's not Tishrei, and it's not when Adam's birthday or when the world was created, all these stories they made up. It's seventh month, Ha'etanim, which has a beautiful meaning, which I'm not going to go through today. And you shall dwell in booths. Oh, we're going to be in booths. How many days? 7 days. And that's everyone that's Israelite born shall dwell in booths. Why are you going to do that? That your generations may know that I made the children of Israel to dwell in booths when I brought them out of the land of Egypt, and how I preserved them, and how I kept them alive, and how I fed them, and how I took care of them. That's what he's talking about. And that's what God's trying to do in our little lifespan. You know, he's trying to take care of us in our wilderness, called our lifespan. He says, and I am Jehovah your God. So if you analyze that, just a couple of things. It's the 15th day of the seventh month. It's the first day, and this shall be a Sabbath. The eighth day is a Sabbath. It's a feast unto Jehovah for 7 days. A feast unto Jehovah 7 days in the year. So we know God has only one calendar. There's only one year. There's not two calendars, okay? It's a feast unto Jehovah. And we're going to go on the first day. We're going to go get boughs of good trees. That's how simple. Branches of palm trees, if you got it. Boughs of the thick trees. We got that. Willows of the brook. We got that. And you're going to rejoice before Jehovah 7 days. Simple. And it's a statute forever in your generations. You shall celebrate it in the seventh month. That's when we're going to do it. It's really that simple. I mean, anyone reading this should analyze all this the way I'm doing it. And there's other things you could add to this, obviously. But I mean, most people don't even know why they're doing it.
And also, besides God showing us how he took care of the children of Israel in the wilderness, how he also wants to take care of us in our lifetime, and that's why we put the branches over our little booth that we build, and also how he wants to take care of us when we tabernacle throughout eternity. So it has three different meanings, you know. It's pretty interesting. And we're going to dwell in booth 7 days, or that an Israelite born again, I put. Because now, if you join the Israel of God, you're Israelite born again in the spirit of the living God. And you're going to dwell in booths, right? That your generations may know that the children of Israel did to dwell in booths, that I, when I brought them out of the land of Egypt. And he says, I am Yehovah your God. And I want to say Shabbat Shalom and Happy New Moon again. May Yah bless the 6th month of Elul. And make sure you, I want to go back to the beginning real quick so you don't forget. Yep, the days of the, I want to make sure you get it. We want to make sure you get this down, and because I know a lot of people, they say, well, you know, why are you reiterating this again, or, you know, but I've done this for years, and people still didn't do it right. Remember, those, that Feast of Tabernacles is Monday. Mondays are Sabbaths. So that's Sunday at sundown.
Yep.
So you have the Sabbath, the weekly Sabbath, right? Then you have, when that's over, Sunday. You have Sunday to do what you want.
Evening.
And then Sunday evening starts that Mikra Kodesh, a Sabbath. Yep. Just want to make sure you see all this. The Day of Atonement. Wednesday is a Sabbath. Okay? Huh?
There's no doubt. That's the three Mondays and a Wednesday.
So you see all that? They've got the Mondays and the Wednesdays are Sabbaths. So a lot, and this is why the Seventh-day Adventists, they get everything, they most of them don't even keep the Sabbath, really, and they miss all these the seven Sabbaths and the Feast of God and the Holy Days. So this is really important for you to get, and make sure you write this down. And I'm saying write it down, okay? Get that little utensil called a pen or a pencil. Write it down, or type it into your office or Word pad, or put it wherever you want to put it nowadays. Okay. Well, Shabbat Shalom. Hope you got something out of this study today. It's not too long. It wasn't too long. We started real late, but I wanted to go over just the holy days and the feast, and make sure you knew it's the 6 month Elul, and a lot of other details I probably added into the study. Heavenly Father, bless and anoint the rest of this Shabbat. Bless the studies, the reading, and the readings today, and the conversations. Let it all be to the glory of the living God. Bless the food. Let it be for the nourishment of our bodies. The singing, let it be to the praise of the living God. And may God be with every one of you this 6 month of God, and may God open doors for you. May God help you spiritually and physically, financially, any way that you need. God is very aware. Medically, just anyway, psychiatrically. May God help you in every way. May God bless this 6 month of God, and I'm anticipating blessings of God because I'm going to keep your commandments and be a light to this world, and I thank God for all you brothers and sisters around the world that do the same, and may God be with you and bless you in every decision, every discernment and understanding that comes to you, comes your way. May you decide things correctly, and may you inquire of God whether he wants you to do it. And I thank God for the blood of Yeshua, the offering, the body that was broken for us. Amen. And for the blood of Yeshua. Amen. Shabbat Shalom, everyone. God bless you. Anyone have any questions or comments? I'm going to stop the video. Shabbat Shalom. I missed it. And let me stop the audio.
Yeah, I'll get to celebrate it this year. Yay. About time.
Stop.